Hello?
Hi, BJ?
Hey, yes, I'm sorry, the phone.
It's okay. I thought, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't think I hung up on him. My name is Nadine. It's a pleasure to meet you. I know you were talking with Charmaine, my representative, and she's been kind of going over the basis of the program. So I was looking at the notes that she had sent over to me. Now, I know that you mentioned you were trying to reach out to Google to see how you can get in that top five, right? So there's a couple of different positions, though, that I wanted to talk to you about that when you're looking at Google, right, and performing that search, you have at the very, very top of the page is the ones with the green check mark. And those say Google Guaranteed, right? Now, that is a program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. And you're not sharing it with anyone, BJ. It's only being sent to you. But for that program, there are certain requirements. I don't know if that's the spot you were talking about or if you're talking about, like, the Google ads, the sponsored ads.
Possibly. The reason I reached out to y'all is we're using Angie's leads, and we're getting a ton of calls that we're paying $100 to $180 per lead.
Oh my gosh.
And 95% of these people do not answer the phone. So we're coughing out $4,000 to $5,000 a month on these leads and maybe getting 2 phone calls.
Oh wow. Actually, you mean having a connection on a call? Because I know the leads sometimes they don't answer, right? From what I understand.
They don't answer at all. 95% of the time, they do not answer.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry to hear that.
And we're actually looking at swapping. So we're looking at, you know, looking around if we need Google, if we need, you know, whatever we got to do, you know, we're willing to give something new a try.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you this, okay? When we're talking about Google placement, these are all going to be calls coming directly to you, but we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click.
Okay.
What we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts.
Okay.
So as I was taking a look, right, so I see 35-mile radius, mainly residential. What is your bread and butter? Is it going to be roofing? Like, what do you want to –
roofing.
Okay. Because I know you offer a number of services, but I see you actually
we
listed
do,
as
we do,
a roofing
we do
contractor.
Everything. We do everything. We do interior remodels, pools, porches, patios, you know, you name it, we do it. But it's just –
you guys do it. Okay.
Yeah. It's just the volume is getting slower than we'd like now. And I know we've got 1,000 people to compete with, so we're trying to figure out how to get up there within the top five. We've got photos.
Okay.
We just don't – it's hard to get reviews nowadays because nobody wants to leave one. You know, nobody wants to pick up the phone and do that anymore.
I hear you. Okay, so are you guys licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the Louisiana Residential Building Contractors license you carry?
We have a general contractor's commercial.
You have a general contractor. Okay.
And a commercial license.
Okay.
It's called a building construction.
Building construction.
Okay. Hi. I know I got BJ on the phone, and who else? Sorry.
This is Ryan.
I didn't want you to think you were being ignored.
Yeah. No, you're good. This is Ryan Franham.
Okay. Let me see something here. LA Home Improvement Contractor. It's not that one, right? It's the general contractor one you carry, said?
The actual name of the license is called a building construction license. It's the highest construction license you could have in Louisiana.
Okay. Because I know sometimes with Google Guaranteed, if you guys bear with me here, I'm going to try to look up something really quick. Because sometimes with Google Guaranteed, they're like real sticklers about a particular license that they want.
So was Angie's leads, and we had met all the qualifications for them, so I wouldn't think it'd be any different with y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up still while I'm going through this. So Google Guaranteed, let me tell you about that program while I'm also doing like kind of like a dummy account to see if I can get the exact credentials on that one. So basically when Google created the program, it's because they had heard about, you know, you guys paying for the leads that you're paying with Angie's, right? And a lot of times you're not even getting that connection. So when they created this program, it's so that the leads would come to you in the form of a phone call. But again, you're not sharing them with anybody. They're only being sent to you. Now, the requirements, one is that they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews. Okay. I'll tell you how we'll help you get those, because we do generate a link for you that you can send to your clients to have them leave you reviews. Okay. Now, also, they will require licensing and insurance, and I'll get to exactly what's required. Now, they're going to run a background check. Okay. All they want to look for is to make sure that you don't have felonies. They don't look at misdemeanors or DUIs. Now, what there is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable, and I say that because not to accuse, but let's just say something came back on your background check, you'll be disqualified. So just an FYI. Now, it takes, I will tell you, about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google, because they're doing the background check and all. Once you get approved, I mean, we would let you know, hey, you've been approved. Do you want us to turn on the leads? Okay. Now, just to kind of give you an idea of what the cost of the leads would be, I show you in the zip code. Let me go here. I show you in the zip code is 70820. Is that correct? Where the business is based out of?
Yes, that's yes. You can use that zip code.
Okay. So, let me just pull it up here for the roofing. Okay, so now we're always going to start you off with the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget is $869. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month. Basically, your leads are costing you $66.67. However, here's the kicker on it. Let's just say someone called you to remove a tree. That is completely outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you. It's considered unqualified. Okay. Now, he had a question. I'm sorry.
Yes. What would it take if we had a, if we got our website up and going to get it where if you typed it in on Google, it would pop up? Does, is this everything that's
like roofing in Baton Rouge and our website pops up?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about backlinking with your website. I'm talking about when someone's, because here's what's going to happen. When someone's performing a search on Google for a service that they need, gentlemen, they're going to look in 3 different spots. They're going to look in the Google Guaranteed. They're going to look in the Google Sponsored Ads, which is also part of the local map. Those are the 3 spots they're going to look at. Very rare will they look towards the bottom where they see like someone's website or they see a directory link like Home Advisor or Yelp, right? The 3 main spots that they're going to look at are those 3 that I mentioned. Those are the spots where you want to be at.
Okay.
Okay. So having a website is great, but I'm going to be quite honest with you. Having a website is like having a menu at a restaurant. It's just allowing people to see the work that you do and to learn more about your company. That's what a website's for. Now, of course, over time, organically, that website and, you know, you'll be coming up organically over time. But those 3 spots that I mentioned are where people are going to go to when they're in need of a service.
Okay.
The Google Guarantee. So I just typed in roofing Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And, you know, number 1 pops up is Garcia Roofing, then Pelican Roofing, Top Dog.
Mm-hmm. And those are just some of them that are part of that program. So, like I was mentioning, if someone called you to remove a tree, it's completely outside of your services. Google will credit the lead right back to you because it's considered unqualified, right? If someone called you outside of your service area, let's say they called you from, I don't know, an hour away, but, you know, let's say they called you in an area that's 200 miles away, put it that way. You don't service that area, you don't accept that job, they're going to credit the lead back to you because it's considered unqualified. If they called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, those are considered unqualified leads. They're going to credit it back. A qualified lead is if you discuss pricing over the phone, like you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment, okay, that is considered a qualified lead. Now,
okay. Of
course, what I love about this program, too, is it allows you to target wherever you want to target. If that's the whole state and that's what your license and insurance covers, then you could target the whole state. But also the other thing is, let's say you guys are going on vacation or you're just bombarded with work, right? You can't handle more business. You just call us and tell us shut off the leads. We shut them off. We don't turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. It's called Google Guarantee, gentlemen, because Google also will put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that is selecting you. So it's almost as if Google is like guaranteeing your work. And that's why it's called Google Guaranteed. So
I got a question. So,
yeah.
So I typed in Roofin Baton Rouge and I scroll down to Google Guaranteed and I see other roofing companies.
Mm-hmm.
So where at on the list would we pop up?
So Google Guaranteed, well, it all depends. Again, Google Guaranteed is always like the first ones people will see, and they're inclined to clicking on that because they know that you've passed Google's background check, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that you're approved, and they'll see all of that, past background, licensed, insured. So one thing I can tell you guys is this. No one out there, not even Google themselves, can tell you you're going to be number one or you'll be number six or you'll be number 10. No one can give you a specific number because this is going to determine on the keyword search terms and where they're performing the search from on where you're coming up in the search results.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. So then.
So like for you to say, I want the number two spot, there's no way of doing that for you. No one can do that, not even Google themselves.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just so you know, as I did an account just to see what exactly is required for the Google Guaranteed for you guys, it's one of three licenses that they're requiring. The LA Home Improvement Contractors License or the LA Residential Building Contractors Subcategory Roofing License or the LA Commercial Contractor License.
And that's
either one of those
got.
Three. Which
one? I got the LA commercial building license.
The contractor one?
Yeah, I got the big wig license.
Okay. I'm not sure because, like I said, Google's very specific. It's not anything that I'm too familiar with as far as the licensing in your area, but this is what Google's saying. Either one of these three. Okay? Now, so that is one option. The other option to also get you, you know, in the top ranking, okay, is by also doing Google Ads. Now, as you know, Google Ads, they'll rotate, but with Google Ads, you could target either by zip code, by county, by mile radius, whichever you prefer, okay? If you went with that package, what you're looking at is $4.99 a month. It comes with a one-time $99 setup fee. So basically, you would be looking at $5.98 to get that started, and then you pay $4.99 every month after that with no contracts as well. And this gives you both Google Local Maps. So you know the profile page that you guys have now on Google? We would optimize that to the first page and maintain it there in the local map. We're also going to include Google Ads in addition to that. And Google Ads run above that. Now, we do content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. I don't know if you guys created a Facebook page. I see Angie's, Home Advisor.
Yeah, we do have Yelp. We do have a Facebook page.
Oh, good, good. Okay, and I see you guys have Yelp already, so we're not going to create you a new Yelp page, just an FYI. Now, the website, I know you guys took it down, right?
Yeah.
Is that something that you still have access to, or are you going to need a new website?
Probably a new website.
Okay. I would include one for you at no additional cost. In fact, we'll build it, host it, and maintain it. The website that we build is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. It will also have the automatic SEO settings, which is going to help with your ranking too. Okay. And we would make sure that that website is also attached. We'll also help you generate reviews because part of the Google Guaranteed program is you've got to have at least 5 Google reviews. So we would, in fact, create this tiny little link that you could either text or email to your past clients. Even if it's, I'm going to tell you, even if you did work for family, right? It's work that you did that you got paid for. Ask them to leave you a review. You need at least 5 of them. Okay. So we help you with that.
All right. So, so we would get the Google guarantee. We would get, the sponsored, and we would get, on the maps, the business maps, and then we would get a website, and then we would be on the first page of, Google Roofing Baton Rouge, like roofing.
I'm going to give you the whole breakdown of it. Okay. What the cost would be to get this all started, what's included, and how it's all going to work. Okay.
Yep.
The only thing you would be paying as far as Google guaranteed is the application fee of $250, right?
All right.
And then it's $598 for our package that we call the Premier Platinum. Okay. So when this is what the total you guys would be looking at to start all of this would be $848. Okay. Now, every month on the 3rd, you're going to automatically be charged the $499. That's including your Google ads, the Google local listing, first page optimization, the directory submission, the website, all of that's included in that $499. Okay. So you're going to be in 2 spotlight positions because you're still going through the approval process for the Google guaranteed. And that takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, right?
All right. But the other stuff would be, it would go into effect pretty quick.
Yeah. Typically, I'll tell you the timeline. With the Google ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Those are visible, as well as your website. Both of those are visible within 7 to 14 days. Directory submission will happen within 5 to 7 days. As far as the local map, we'll always give the timeline of 30 to 45 days, but many times I've seen it happen sooner, and it might happen sooner in your guys' case because you already have the Google Business profile, but you're going to need to add us on as managers. So that way we can take that profile, optimize it, and maintain it on the first page. So it could possibly happen sooner for you for the local map, but the Google ads are definitely within 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, because you're also waiting to get approved for the Google guaranteed, once you get approved, we're going to call you guys and say, hey, you've been approved for Google guaranteed. Do you want us to turn on the leads, right? At that time, you could say, yes, turn on the leads. So you know that if we turn them on, you guys are going to pay $869 to activate the leads. But here's the kicker on it. Let's say you only got 1 lead in the month. I've never seen it happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month. So what that means is that following month, you're only going to pay $66.67 because you're paying for the lead that you got the month before. You're getting your budget back up to the $869. You're replenishing it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so it rolls over. Now, also, Google, once you get approved, Google's also going to let us know if you guys qualify for max bidding. Max bidding means you could choose to pay double the lead cost or even triple the lead cost if you want to be closer to the top, okay? But when I was looking at the roofing, I really don't see a whole lot of them in your guys' zip code. Like the guys that I saw was DU Construction, Garcia Roofing and Sheet Metal, Pelican Roofing Company, Roof Crafters Louisiana, J. Reyes Construction, Hibbard Roofing and Construction, SoCo Roofing, Coleman Roofing, Hudco, Southern Exterior, Top Dogs, Lone Wolf, Louisiana Pro, Redstone. I mean, there's quite a few, but I mean, I don't know if max bidding it would even be necessary for you. You know what I mean? But it's always an option. And Google will let us know if you guys qualify for the max bidding. But I will tell you this. Once you get a taste of the Google Guaranteed program, you are going to love it. the more products I will tell you, gentlemen, that you have on Google, the better the results, because people aren't just seeing you in the Google guaranteed. They're also seeing you in the Google ads. They're seeing you in the local map. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's just, you're going to be like everywhere, but there's always options for you. And even once you get approved for Google guaranteed, if you guys decided, you know what, we just want to stick only with the Google guaranteed, you can do that too and not do the Google ads and just focus on straight Google guaranteed. Google guaranteed is an excellent program. I love that program.
Okay. And none of this is a contract?
Nope. Nope. The only thing that we'll ask you, like as far as with the Google Ads or Premier Platinum package, is just stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you guys are paying monthly. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We're just going to ask you, if you're going to cancel it, at least let us know 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. And that's it.
Okay. All right. So what about the website portion of building the website?
With the website? So if you're part of the Google Guaranteed program, that website's still going to be attached, right? We still host to maintain the website. So even if you cancel the other, yeah, we're going to build it, we're going to host it and maintain it. So let's say this. Let's say you're running your Google ads, all that, you know, we're handling all that for you. You get approved for Google Guaranteed and you guys are like, listen, we want to drop the other package and only stick with Google Guaranteed. We're still going to be managing that website. You're still going to have a website because we want that website to be a part of your Google guaranteed. Now, let's say you decided you just wanted to cancel everything and you guys no longer needed our services at all. You have the option to pay $49 a month. We continue to host and maintain your website and optimize it, or you can choose to pay $99. The website is yours, but not the content. You would have to find someone to recreate it and host it.
I mean, we have hundreds of pictures of roofs that we've done and work that we've
done.
We do swimming pools as well, gunite pools.
Really?
And
wow.
We do seamless gutters. We do a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw remodeling too, I think.
Yeah, we're trying to kind of steer away from the remodeling.
Are you?
Yeah, we are. So,
here's what I would recommend. If I could give you guys a suggestion, right? So let me kind of break it down for you guys like this. So let me go here so that way I can tell you guys exactly what's included. Let me go here. This is what we call, okay. So I'm going to read off to you under the category of roofing, the vertical is what we call it. This means that the subcategories is what's included underneath of it. So for roofing, right? Let me pull it up here. Come on, roofer. It's like you type it in and it's like, come on, give me something here. Sorry. My computer's like slow. Okay, here we go. So under the roofing, right? You have roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight installation, skylight repair, storm wind damage, roof repair. Let's say you guys told me, Nadine, notate, we don't do attic venting. Okay, perfect. When someone calls you for that service and you guys do not accept that job, that's why the lead gets credited back to you, because it's not under the services that you offer. They called you outside of your service. Does that make sense?
Right, right.
Okay. Now, let's look at the general contractor, okay? So under the general contractor category, what you have is accessory buildings, bathroom remodels, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel. Roofing would also fall under that too, but not if someone's specifically looking for a roofing installation. That's why you would want the roofing. Now.
Yeah. So roofing is our bread and butter. And then.
Right.
Seamless gutters is our next.
Yes.
And fencing as well. We do a lot of fencing, and then we can do swimming pools. So outside of that, we don't really want it.
Okay. Perfect. Then what I would be honest with you is, for as far as for Google Guaranteed, stick with the roofing. because that's your bread and butter. Okay. Only because swimming pools is under a whole different vertical. And honestly, I don't know if that would be the best one for you, but I can tell you this, with the Google ads and the Google local listing, we can use those specific keywords and search terms so that you're also landing those searches as well.
All right,
for the swimming pools
and
all of that.
When you build the website, could you include like a drop-down?
Absolutely.
For pools, drop-down for
absolutely.
Pools?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll notate all your services, and you'll have drop-downs for that as well. But for Google Guaranteed, I would say stick with the roofing vertical because that's your bread and butter. And as I mentioned to you, what's under the roofing, too, is the gutters. You know what I mean? Because that's part of that. It's a subcategory for the roofing.
All right. So, so how much is it to get started and how much is it a month for all this?
Okay. To get started today would be $848. Now, come the 3rd of July, you guys are only going to be charged the $499. Okay. Now, that's going to be every 3rd of the month that you're with us, you're only paying the $499 a month. Once you get approved from Google Guaranteed, we'll, of course, notify you and then ask when you want us to turn on the leads. As I mentioned, if you say yes, turn them on now, then you know already you're going to be charged the $869 to turn on the leads. And depending on how many leads you get in that first month, it's going to determine what you're paying for the Google Guaranteed, right? So every 3rd of the month, you know you're automatically paying $499. Google Guaranteed, the first month to start it, is going to be $869 to turn on the leads, but then it determines the following month what you received the month before in leads is what you're going to pay the next month because you're getting that budget back up to the $869. And the reason that we start you off with the minimum is to receive the 13 leads, right? Now, does that mean... what if you guys want more leads in the month? You can always request, hey, we want 20 leads in the month now or what have you. Then you know that that monthly budget for Google Guaranteed is going to change. Not the cost per lead, it's the monthly budget because you're receiving more leads now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Yes. So I understand. So if we use all of our leads up and then we're paying the $400 or something dollars for the guaranteed a month. So if we use all of our leads a month, we're looking at about $1,200, $1,300 a month.
Roughly about, I'll do the math for you. So $869, you figure $869 plus the $499, you're looking at about
$1,368.
Okay. Right? And that would be like if you got all 13 leads in the month, right? And that would also be paying for your $499 a month.
Right, so,
with the Google app.
So, and there's no other charges for the website? There's no other charges for any of that?
No.
Okay,
no.
How does this website look? You know, like, is it a chaunchy website?
Let me try to send you a link. We call this a My Site. What I love about our My Sites is, one, they're going to be Google-compliant and mobile-friendly websites. They have to be. With us being a Google channel partner, that's part of the guidelines, right? The My Sites will also have the automatic SEO setting, which helps with your ranking as well. We could even add videos, okay, of a project that you did. If you send us videos of it, we can list your reviews on there. It has drop downs. We can integrate payments. I believe it's if you have a business PayPal account, we can integrate it into the website where clients could make payments through that site. It's user friendly. If you guys wanted to go in there and let's say you wanted to change, you know, some pictures around or content, you have the ability to do that as well. Okay. Let me send you this link just to kind of give you an idea of the layout. What I love about it too is even if someone's looking at it from like a desktop or from their iPad or from their phone, it's going to adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. So it will not look distorted. And we can even set it up where clients could book appointments with you through that site. I just sent you guys a link so you get an idea of the layout. And it'll have that drop down where you can have the drop down for like the swimming pools, you know, and all the other ones.
Yeah, no, it looks good. Let's see.
Now, with Google Guarantee, just so you guys know, too, what I love about that program is, let's say, how they know that the calls are qualified or not is Google's going to assign you a special tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, okay? And they actually, all the calls are recorded. In fact, before you guys even pick up that call, you'll know it's a lead coming from Google Guarantee because it'll say, incoming Google Guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that call. So that's how you'll know it's a call coming from that program.
And it is a direct phone call. Like if somebody
yes.
sitting at their house, found us on the internet, and hit call, and it comes to our phone.
It's going to ring to your phone. Yes.
Okay. And can it ring to more than one person's phone?
As far as I know, it can ring to one phone. Because, and I'll tell you why, because of the fact that it is a recorded call, this is how Google will know whether that call was qualified or not. Now, if you forwarded the call, let's say you have call forwarding, then that's different, right? I mean, obviously it's going to ring to, like, let's say it rings to your phone, but you happen to call forward your calls to a different number. The call's still going directly to you guys.
Right. Yeah, what I'm trying to do, I guess, okay, so now is the only thing that I don't like so far is there's with me and BJ. And,
okay.
You know, we both take phone calls. So, is there any way to put like an office in a cell phone or like?
Let me find out for you right now. Can the call be sent to multiple numbers?
Or can, you know, or even if the, can two numbers be listed on the internet and somebody just click one, like cell or office, you know?
I know for the Google profile, it's going to be one phone number.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me go here. I'm almost positive it's either going to be one phone number or the other, but let me just clarify. Let me go here. I know for the Google Business Profile, it's definitely one phone number that's going to show. Because Google prefers that it be one primary phone number. I know that. But for Google Guaranteed, let me just clarify.
And who are you with?
Our company is called Local Splash. So what we are is a Google channel partner. We're based out of Mountain Valley, California. Google's not going to call you directly. Google will not call you directly. There's Google channel partners, and I want to clarify that too. So you guys are going to receive a lot of calls, right, from businesses that are going to try to get you listed on the first page of Google.
Yeah, I receive those all the time.
I'm not surprised.
And half of them are like people that don't speak good English. Is there any way to, once I do this, will they stop calling?
What I would recommend is for like your Google Business Profile that we put a tracking number on it, not like the Google Guaranteed. Google's going to assign you a tracking number and that number's going to change. And they do that because Google, if they give you one tracking number for Google Guaranteed, they will change it only because that's how they prevent from you getting spam calls or people spoofing your number. Okay. What we like to do for like your Google Business Profile is to put a tracking number for you that's still linked to your phone, but it's linked to one phone number. I know that for a fact with the Google Business Profile, like that you currently have now. And the tracking number allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even go on the app and block a call that might come in, right? People are less likely to receive, you know, calls like those when you have a tracking number, to be quite honest. I'm not going to say that you'll never get another one, because I would be lying if I said that. Because, you know, you're still going to get some calls, but I get them, and I don't even have a business. I get them on my cell phone, people trying to give me loans for my business. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have Verizon, so I just go on my phone and I block the number. So it's funny because sometimes I'll see a call trying to come in on my cell phone, and it'll silence it.
Right.
So let me just go ahead. You had a question. I'm sorry.
Yes. So, like, if I type in, like, and I don't know if 70802 is the best area code. It might be 70808 might be the better one. But will people be able to reach us outside of that zip code?
So for, are you talking about with the Google guaranteed? Google guaranteed, when you guys, okay, so here's what's going to happen, right? With Google guaranteed, when they're running the background check and all that, when you guys are filling out the application, you definitely want to make sure that you're using the address that's associated with the paperwork for the business, right? They want everything to match, okay? With the insurance, with the business license, when you're filling out the application. Now, Google guaranteed, if your license and your insurance allows you to cover the whole state of Louisiana, you can cover the whole state.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. But if you said, listen, I want to cover these five counties, we can cover it by county, by zip code, by city, however you want. Give me one second here. For the tracking number, can it be, I'm trying to figure out how to word this to him so that he understands what I'm saying. Because I know what I'm thinking in my head, but sometimes it's not coming out right. So bear with me. I'm like kind of talking to myself. For the tracking number, can it be assigned to two different?
Or can they, like I'm looking at, like, Pelican Roofing, it has a message and a call button, you know. Like, can a message go to one, a call go to another?
Or can a message go to one number and call to another number? See what he says. I'm going to say, like, call to the office, call goes to the office, and we'll say message goes to the other phone number. What phone do you typically have listed, that number that I currently see now on your Google business profile? Is that like an office number? Is that your number or BJ's?
Is it 489-1105?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the one I see.
That's my business number.
Okay. Did you create the Google business profile?
I did. Well, I used to have Town Square.
Uh-huh.
They gave me the red ass, so I left them alone.
Oh, no way. What happened?
I just wasn't getting any good advertisement from them.
Really? I'm surprised. Yeah, Town Square, I know that they can be kind of expensive. I know that they do offer packages lower priced, but sometimes people don't understand what's all included, And let me see. That is possible as long as the message number is a valid cell phone number that can receive SMS. Okay, let me see.
So we both have iPhones and valid cell phones.
Okay. So what? Yeah, one of the texts said he's just. Let me see what he said again. For the latter, I can confirm that it is possible as long as the message number is a valid cell phone number that can receive SMS. Well, yeah, because you have an iPhone. Okay. And then he's asking him, please confirm the former. I would say calls would go to the office and messages would, let me put SMS. Yeah, he might still be in a meeting, but...
And this is the only way to get on Google? Like this?
Well, those are the only positions. Because organically, you know how like when you do a search on Google, towards the bottom, you know how you'll see links and stuff? That's organic. That's over time, right? When you're online and your information's consistent and stuff like that, over time, eventually, you're going to see, like, your website link there, right? Or you'll see, that's where you see, like, directories of Home Advisor and all of that. On Google, so even though you guys have that business profile page, okay, you just don't know what page you're landing on. Because there has to be a first page placement available. That's really, honestly, why we were reaching out to you today. Because we just had a position open up within the local map section for your category. So my reps are given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify. What qualified you guys was because you don't have a bad reputation online at all. In fact, you have the Google business profile, right? Although you don't have any reviews, but there's nothing negative on there about your company. You know what I mean? The website, well, you don't have the website because it does show that it was owned by Townsquare. You guys have a 5-star review on Yelp, and you have the Angie's leads. And I think also there was another directory I found also on MapQuest, okay? So there's nothing negative about your company. That's the kind of company that we like to work with. If we were, let's just say we were to start working with you guys on the first page of Google, what we do is we close out the category. What that means is we're not working with anyone in your territory who offers the same services. Companies like Townsquare and all these other companies, they work with many businesses within the same area, right? So it's like they're basically working against themselves because we're a Google channel partner. We're given strict guidelines by Google. So your area is considered your zip code where you're at in a 50-mile radius. We're not going to sign up anyone else in your territory, in other words. So the packages, as far as placements, Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, and Google Local Listing Map, those are the three positions that are the most popular. That's where 90% of searches will start and stop on the first page of Google. Okay? Very rare. I will tell you, do they ever go to, like, the organic? Because people, when they're in need of a service, where do they typically go? First page.
Google. Yeah.
Google.
So what would make, I mean, you got me sold. I'm just trying to what would make this fail? Like, like, we do good work, we're punctual, what would make this fail? Like, obviously, you got to spend money to make money.
Right.
What would make this not be successful?
What would make it not be successful is, I mean, really, if you're not picking up your phone when people are calling you, I'm going to give you a word of advice, right? You would be surprised how many business owners we call that don't have a voicemail set up. Their mailbox is full, right? They don't pick up the phone. We understand, you know, as business owners, you guys are working, right? But I encourage everybody, make sure that you are emptying that voicemail box, because okay, that's the worst. When you call a business, and even when I've had clients tell me, hey, can you call me back at this time? I call them back. I can't even leave them a voicemail because their mailbox is full.
Okay.
So number one.
And another thing is, it's about to be hurricane season here, and we haven't had a hurricane in 2 or 3 years.
Oh my Lord.
And, so, you know, all the weather, schedules are showing it to be a bad hurricane here in this area. And that's where we make our money. And, you know, as of right now, we're organic, right?
Uh-huh.
So.
Like, as of right now, and here's the thing, right? Unless if I'm typing your company by name, that's how I'm finding you on the first page of Google, right? But if I don't know you by name, how am I going to find you? I'm going to find you by your services, okay? Here's the thing, and that's why. Number one, make sure you're answering your phone or at least have that voicemail set up or, you know, not full. Because if people can't get a hold of you, you're losing opportunities.
Right.
And I say this all the time. All the time. And it sounds like you guys are pretty attentive to your calls. You know what I mean? What I hear is this. You guys are ready for work. You guys probably call those leads right away, too, that you get from Angie's, and you're just not making the connection with a live person on the phone.
Right.
Yeah, Angie's is trash.
It's not that I can't, that we can't still work. It's the fact, if I go to a roof, 8 out of 10 times, I get a sale. But it's the other 90 that don't answer the phone that we lose $9,000.
You know what it sounds like to me is you have a pretty high closing ratio is what we call it. As long as you're in front of them, I mean, you can sell your own services,
yeah.
Right? You can sell yourself. But what makes it difficult is that because you can't make that connection. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like for instance, and it's so basically doing this is cutting out the middleman. It's putting
pretty
our
much.
Stuff for the
you,
public to see.
Do you want me to let you in on a little secret, gentlemen?
Yes.
Do you know that Angie's, they pay, and I'm not even joking when I say this, millions of dollars weekly, running Google ads, okay, that'll say 25 best general contractors near me or 25 best roofing contractors near me. And they run those ads in an area where there's a heavy search, okay? Those are the leads that they're capturing that they're telling you, hey, this person's, you know, interested in your services. They're grabbing them off of Google. But the problem is that when they do that, they're not just sending you the lead. They're sending it to like 3 or 4 other businesses that are your competitors. So guess what? You're not the only one paying for that lead. It's you and like 3 other guys. So who's really gaining? Not you. They are. And that's why sometimes you'll even find that people will say, oh, I already found someone. Well, because how long ago did they run that Google ad?
Right.
Are you guys still paying for their leads, or do you have them on pause?
No, we're still paying for them as of right now.
Have you at least set a budget?
We have. We try to stay around $1,000 a month with them.
Uh huh.
And this weekend they've sent us 4 and 1 answered.
And how was that one? I mean, have you at least made your money back on what you're investing?
Not all of it.
No?
No, not all of it.
I was hoping at least break even.
Not close.
And a lot of our roofs, like right now, we're sitting in front of a $3 million house that we did the roof on.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a big house, and we did the roof on it, and now we're doing a little interior work on it. And
oh, nice!
All of our, a lot of our stuff is word of mouth.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I mean, even just reading that one review, right, from someone who did use your service, I mean, I'm not surprised. You guys have been in business a while now, right? I think you mentioned 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years incorporated, but been doing this for close to 20 years.
More years of experience.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. So I did get confirmation, yes. Calls can go to a number of a client's choice, and the messages can go to another. So the phone calls can go to one phone number, and your messages can go to another phone number.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. I say we think about it for a few days.
So if we need a couple of a day or two to think about it, could you call us back, like, let's say Wednesday morning?
I could. Is there anything in particular? Because I want to make sure I address whatever questions you guys have. You know what I mean? Anything like you're not too sure of, like the Google guarantee, the Google ads, just so that way I know that I explained everything and answered all your questions.
No, we're just right now another 1500 at this moment is kind of, I'm not going to say difficult to do, but it's been the first of the month. All the bills are due. You know, let us get pay everything up and see what extra we actually have left before we get paid from this customer.
Mm-hmm.
Before we make the jump to spend another extra $1,500.
Yeah, like, and just so you know, BJ, so basically you would be paying $848 to get it started, right?
Right.
But remember, the next month, chances are you're only paying the $499 because you're still going through the approval process for the Google guaranteed, right?
Okay.
Now let's say let's just say end of July, right?
Uh-huh.
You get approved for Google guaranteed. We call you and we're like, hey, BJ, you just got approved for Google Guaranteed. When do you want us to turn on the leads? You don't have to turn on the leads that same day. You could say, you know what? I need to wait. I'm finishing a project, whatever the case may be, right? We're not charging you to turn on those leads yet until you tell us, okay, turn them on.
Okay.
You know that every third of the month, yes, you will automatically be charged the $4.99 every third of the month. Okay. But those leads, the only thing you're paying for right now is the $598 to start the Premier Platinum package with the Google ads and the directories and the website and all that, right? You're paying for that. And then you're only paying the $250 application fee. Okay. To get the process started for Google guaranteed. You're not paying for any of those leads until you've been approved and we call you to notify you and you tell us turn on the leads. Right? But you at least know that every third of the month, we're automatically charging you the $499 because that's covering the Premier Platinum package with the Google ads.
Okay.
Right?
And, so, the Google ads puts us on the front page of Google?
Yes, because you're going to have, in the meantime, you'll have two spotlight positions on Google. You're going to have the Google ads and you're going to have the Google local map optimization. So remember, the way that Google ads are going to work, right, is they get you found outside of what Google considers your local area, okay? Your local area of the local map is considered your zip code where you're based out of and a 10 to 15 mile radius. That's what the local map covers. How we get you found outside of that is by running the Google ads. Google ads, you can go up to 100 miles if you guys wanted, but I don't ever recommend that with Google ads because that's like putting butter on toast. And you spread it across, it spreads you out too thin. So even the fact that you guys are targeting a 35-mile radius, or even if you said, you know what, put it in 50 miles, that's still good for your Google ads. You could even choose zip codes, or you could choose by county as well.
So even if we turn the Google guaranteed or the ads off, we're still on the front page of Google, and we can still get phone calls.
Correct. Even if you said, like, once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, if you guys decided, hey, you know what, we don't want to do the Google Ads anymore, we just only want to do Google Guaranteed, you're still going to be in the Google Guaranteed first page of Google because of the fact that Google Guaranteed is one of those spotlight positions, even if you're not even doing the Google Ads anymore. And your local listing will still be out there. If we're not optimizing it on the first page because you're only sticking with Google Guaranteed, I mean, Google Guaranteed, hands down, is still going to be the better package that I say. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you had to really choose between the two once you're approved, I would say stick with the Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
They're all good products, but I love Google Guaranteed because you guys can really control the leads that you're receiving, shutting them off and on when you need to. There's not, you know how like with the Angies, they only give you a certain time limit that they can be shut off and they automatically go back on, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Google Guaranteed, if you say shut them off, we shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you say turn them on. And even if we shut them off and you had only received two leads, when you call us to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off at. Before it'll eat up the rest of the budget before you have to re-up it again. Make sense?
Yes.
So yeah, even if you guys started with this, right, the 848, let's say you did get approved in a month or 2 months, right, for Google Guaranteed. When you get approved and we say, hey, do we turn on the leads now? You've been approved. You
right,
can
okay.
say, turn on the leads, shut off the other program. You
all
can
right,
say
sorry, all right, so I get that. So how long will it be if I type in roofing companies Baton Rouge, and not just the Google Guaranteed part, but if you go down below it, like the sponsored and the business.
The sponsored ads, Google ads will be within 7 to 14 days is the timeline that we give. Those will be visible within 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
The Google local map first page is 30 to 45. That's always going to be our promise, no matter what.
30 to 45 days.
Uh-huh.
All right, so what about below that, where it's like you're...
Organic? Organic is over time, like I was mentioning to you. When Google sees that your information is consistent over time across the board, or eventually, you'll appear organically. But very rare do people even click on the organic. I know me personally, first thing I look at is the local map. First thing I look at when I was looking for a plumber. I didn't look at the organic. I don't want to call other directories. I don't want to go into another directory and type in the search bar what I'm looking for. I'm going on Google. I'm typing in plumber near me, and I'm calling whatever guys I see on the first page because a plumber, that's a necessity. When it comes to roofs and there's been a storm, that's a necessity, right? It's got to get done. People aren't just searching for a roofer just to look. They need the service.
So the sponsored part of it, like you got the guaranteed, and the, there's no guarantee to be on the first page of the guaranteed, and then there's no guarantee to be on the first page of
the sponsored
What
I'm saying is this. There's no guarantee, okay, that you're going to be the first one, the third, the fourth. Do you see what I'm saying? No one can give you a specific numbered spot that you're going to be in because, again, it's going to determine – on what keyword they're using is going to determine where they're performing the search from, okay? So I'll give you an example. I live in Anaheim, California, but I work in Fountain Valley, California. If I go on my iPhone right now and type in nail shop near me, okay, it's going to recognize the IP address of my location of my phone, and it's going to give me, because I'm at work, it's going to give me any location that's within 10 to 15 miles around my location of my iPhone. But if I want to find a nail shop that's near my house, then I need to type in nail shop near and put my zip code or put my address, right, to find me a nail shop that's near my house because I'm searching using my phone at work. Same thing with Google. Anyone performing a search, whether they're on their desktop, it's going to recognize the IP address location. If they're using their iPhone, it's going to recognize the location of their phone. Someone could be 2 hours away from you, live 2 hours away, but they happen to be driving through your area and they type in looking for a roofer. They're going to